Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football, pre- and post-game show co-host.
It took us a little while to get going back to 2005, but you're learning how to win. You're bringing this team together. You're winning close games. They're not a good team yet. I still don't think they're a good team. They figure out a way to win, but if they play much better competition, I don't see this stuff happening, but they're learning. They're getting better. The belief is there.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Patrick Manelli knows that I wait until the cords hit because that's the rule. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Patrick Manelli, part of our Bears pre- and post-game shows. He, of course, also the longest tenured Bear. And the Manelli Award is coming up soon, by the way. That's I think, where I want to start. Patrick Manelli, the award that bears your name. It's college football award season now that it's the month of December. You excited about it?
I am. We finalized the three finalists. We got one from Georgia, Penn State, and UNC. It was kind of trouble to give one to a finalist position to UNC kid. No, I'm just kidding. But being a Duke grad. But no, we're excited for him. It's been our seventh year now. It benefits Bernie's Book Bank up in Lake Bluff. Bernie's Book Bank delivers books to underserved communities around Chicago. We've opened up a branch in Milwaukee. We're also working on one down in the Suncoast in the Sarasota area. So it's been a lot of fun working with him. But more importantly, Long Snappers finally get recognition. And we're down to three finalists, and we'll announce the winner December 13th up at Bernie's Book Bank in Lake Bluff. Tickets are available. I think if you want to go to berniesbookbank.org, you can find some there. And we'll have Coach Wonstadt and Bruce Bowen as our special guests, and our very own Lawrence Holmes is our MC. So we'll have a special night to find out who the winner is.
Shout out to all our long snappers listening. We checked the metrics recently. There's a decent amount of long snappers that listen to Raheemy Harrison Grody, Patrick. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yes.
I was also surprised by this.
they're all
very
over the place.
Specific data. Yeah. Pat also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score.
All right, man, let's get right into it, because I don't know if you heard our discussion with the comps, the quarterback comps we were talking about in terms of Caleb Williams. One of those comes from Howie Long, and that is John Elway. And we can only discern that means strength of arm and some things like that. So I want to know what you think about that. And then the comp that I just made, and it's very important to capitalize and be specific. I'm just talking about the way this year has kind of gone down and what Caleb Williams is right now. I gave a Rex Grossman comp for Caleb Williams for this year, a guy who Rex Grossman in that Super Bowl year had some brilliant moments, five or six games that you could call MVP worthy. But then a lot of it during that season was not, and you guys won in different ways. What do you think about those two comps, Mr. Manelli?
Yeah, I enjoy the, when the Bears win, people start talking, right? So I'm never going to go against Howie Long, the Hall of Famer, who was kind of my idol growing up. I wore number 75 in high school because of him. Oh. But if we could get close to anything like John Elway, I will take that. But, yeah, I think it's the arm strength and kind of just the playmaking ability that's there. And hopefully he can grow into something that John Elway does. I think John Elway was kind of raw when he started and obviously ended up being an unbelievable player, one of the best quarterbacks ever. So I'll take that from Howie Long anytime. And I think that's just kind of TV filler right now, which is fun. So let's hopefully he gets there. But your Rex Grossman comp is kind of interesting because we won those first 9 or 10 games because of Rex. I mean, he was, I mean, not just because of Rex, but he was, you know, when I talk about in the pregame, I want the game to be won because of Caleb. There were a lot of games that we won because of Rex's arm. I got the stats here. You know, he threw for like 295, 252, 274, 234, 257, and a bunch of those first games where, you know, the run game was good,
yeah,
but it wasn't great until the end. But we were winning because of Rex. So okay. I get what you're saying. Maybe in the future, as the season goes along, because of this Bears team and their identity in the run game, I could get that comp. But I just think early on, Rex was kind of, you know, he was in MVP conversation. I heard you guys talk about that. He was, and we felt that. We knew that.
So you're saying you're kind of saying the comp. You're saying the comp is a little bit off because Rex was better.
I do.
Yeah.
At that time, he was. I mean, in 06, those numbers, he was.
Yeah.
I mean, you could look at it. I'm looking at it right here on Pro Football Reference, and it's impressive what he did. And it fell off after that Arizona game, but you know, fortunately, our defense, special teams, and our run game picked it up and got us to the Super Bowl. And so I find that comp a little hard, but okay. I understand what you're saying with the run game.
When you hear Patrick Ben Johnson talk about winning in spite of the passing game and not because of it, what stands out to you?
I love it. I just love that he has a standard set high, that he wants perfection. You know, it's a game that's never going to be perfect. But even when you win, even when you have 9 wins already and that's above what everybody expected, you're always striving for more. And I love that about him. And he seemed like he was that way when he walked in his opening press conference, that he was going to make everybody comfortable being uncomfortable. And I just think that's the way it should be, that there's a standard that is set very high. And if you're not doing everything perfect, you know, there's room for improvement. He's just telling his guys that. And I heard Cole Kmet talk about, you know, he walks in and says, hey, these are 3 or 4 plays that I could have called better. So he points the thumb at himself, and I love that. So I think that he presses those guys at Hallis Hall every day to a standard that's basically unattainable, but you're trying to reach it. And when you're done at the end of the year, hopefully it's a Super Bowl, maybe not this year, right, but in the future. So I love what he's doing.
I was also surprised, Patrick, to hear him talk about the receiver aspect of this. There have been times where it looks like during the game on your first watch that perhaps receivers are having to adjust or come back to something, but he also said that the routes need to be run better, and that was something that I hadn't heard previously.
Yeah, I agreed. And he's, you know, normally he's getting on Caleb, right, in a roundabout way. So I think now he's seeing Caleb develop. I think we all are, and he wants everything to be perfect. That'll help Caleb quite a bit. So, like I said, though, Layla, he's calling everybody out, and he does it in a way where it's not – he's not being a jerk. You know what I mean? He's just being obvious. And I'm sure he's doing it the same way inside Hallis Hall of saying, hey, you know, he's got the clicker in his hand, just saying, hey, rewind, fast forward. This is what I need. I said 12 yards. You're at 11 and a half. I said 12 yards. You're at 11 and a half. And that's just coaching. And that's getting those guys to play at a standard and expect excellence. And I love it. I just, I you know, the culture has changed there. And I love it. I think I heard Dan Weeder talk about it. He's finally said the culture has changed, and it has. And you can see it on the field.
Yeah, we're doing an entire show about culture on Friday. You may even be called upon. You might even hear yourself. I mean, you just talked about culture. We're looking for all culture quotes. We're the culture club right now. So I'm glad that you're following
along.
Mark,
you just turn on the tape and the way they play.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody. I you know, I obviously watch, keep an extra special eye on special teams, and I'll point out, like, defensive stay, like when the defense is on the field for punt return. Jaquan Brisker is playing his butt off. He's holding up a guy at the line of scrimmage above and beyond what he's basically asked to do. Jervon Dexter, when I watch field goal block, when you watch guys, that to me is how you find out if a team respects their special teams coach and how hard they're playing and their culture, what it's like. Jervon Dexter, every PAT, every field goal is giving his all. And that's a culture change that's been happening in Soldier Field, at Hallis Hall within the Bears. And that's just evidence of a culture change, and I love it. I just think that Ben Johnson has put, like, I'm going back to that standard. He set that standard high. He expects everybody to play hard.
Those are great specific examples. I love it. We're talking to Patrick Manley, the former Bear, current score guy on Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We missed you, man, at the pre and post game.
Yeah.
This week I was filling in for Mully. James Big Cat Williams was filling in for you. So quite frankly, I want to hear what your thoughts are on, I don't know if you had to watch it on tape or if you had to watch the game later. I'm assuming that is the case. But what did you think about what the Bears did to the Philadelphia Eagles?
I actually got to watch it with my daughter. My daughter kept asking, why are you cussing so much? Because I was saying, holy blank.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching the offensive line just kick their ass.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, what are you watching? I get up and I'm pointing out, like, watch this double team. Watch number 58. Watch 73.
Wow.
And that's what it was the entire game. And it was just – it was a complete ass kicking. And it's one of those where the Eagles get back in their meetings on whenever they went back after the Black Friday game. And they're sitting there with their head down, you know, and the coach is hitting fast forward rewind as well. And they're just seeing themselves getting manhandled. And that again, going back to culture, that's culture changing. That is guys just getting after it. They have an identity. And it was just fun to watch. It was just a lot of cussing at the screen and just enjoying the run game and just ripping off runs and watching Manungai and Swift do what they do. But more importantly, the guys up front who got the game ball deservedly, just winning the game up front.
I got the crap beat out of me watching the game in the movie theater by Dustin Rhodes, who was sitting right next to me. And while you, every time you were swearing.
At least it wasn't Olin. At least it wasn't Olin beating the crap.
No,
you might not be here.
I'll be honest with you. The setup was, there was like one big table, and then there were all the nice comfortable chairs. I'd say that's the gangster table. That's the table at which Olin and James Big Cat Williams sat. I decided I was not ready for the big boy table at that point. I wanted to let those guys focus. So I sat in the cheap seats with Dustin, and we just had – I mean,
gotcha. It
really is, man. Patrick, it really does. And we've been anticipating this and hoping for this for a long time, those of us who cover it, Bears fans. But it really just changes everything when you have signature wins like this, which I know you had plenty of in your career. I think back to that Arizona game in the Super Bowl year that didn't necessarily – you kind of knew how good you guys were, but that was definitely a tipping point, and I suppose a signature game in that year for you guys.
No doubt about it. And you felt it. Like, you felt everything change, that, hey, we can win any game given any circumstance. But going back to that game with this run game, this thing travels, and people have talked about it. It goes through December and bad weather and things like that. But I go back and think about that 2006 year. There's an NFL Films clip. I think we're playing the Seahawks. And, you know, the NFL Films crew was on the sideline, and the defensive line coach is talking to the D-line. He's like, listen, all they're running is three blanking same plays over and over and over. Just stop them. Well, the Bears offense right now, they run them differently, right, with motions and all that kind of stuff. But they're running similar plays up front, but nobody can stop them.
That's beautiful.
So they know what's coming up front, but they can't stop them. And that's encouraging. And that travels, and that's going to do a lot for the rest of the season here. But when I watched that game, it made me think about that 06 O-line where D-line coach was like, hey, this is what they're running. Stop them. And the D-line's like, hey, we can't. We just can't stop them. They're too good.
Our segment with Patrick Manley is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. And that's something, Patrick, that we have not talked about. At least not since I've been in the 5 years working at this station very often, is just the concept of overmatching people, out-athleting them, overpowering them. The Bears love to draft, as we know, based on physical traits, but we don't always get to see it like this. Their free agency decisions on the line specifically have showed, and even some of the blocking schemes where they try to get the mismatches with their big tight ends, that those have shown this year when it comes to just being able to overpower people.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Poles has done a great job figuring out, you know, we bitched and moaned for a couple of years about this O-line, and he's done a hell of a job figuring out Jonah Jackson. Took him a couple games to figure out right guard. Obviously, Joe Tooney getting that trade there with the Chiefs, and then Dahlman signing him is huge. I mean, those guys up front, it's like a chorus line. You know, you talk about the O-line, their footwork and their fits and all that kind of stuff. They just got it figured out. They know when to come off for double teams and fit up the linebackers. They figure out pirate stunts with, you know, tackles, ends, and all that kind of stuff. They pass those on in the run game, get up the linebackers and make the block. So Dan Roshaw, the O-line coach, has done a heck of a job with him. But also Ryan Poles has done a nice job of putting these guys together. And Ozzie Trapillo came in and has done another nice job. So credit to Ryan Poles and what he's done, and Dan Roshaw as well. But he's figured out these players, and they're playing at a very, very high level. And, you know, you hear the argument, who is the best O-line in the NFL?
Yeah.
It's the Bears right now. There's no doubt. There is no doubt.
It's amazing, and it's crazy to hear it. No matter how many times I hear that, it's stunning to think about, considering, you know, I just think about Nate Davis having to go play ping pong last year, like a symbolic of everything that's going
on. Being a culture change, right?
Oh, my God.
The fact that dude doesn't have a job.
Like, oh, he doesn't, Nate Davis?
Think about that.
Yeah, he got paid. He's good. He's
and
fine.
And he had red flags all over him, Layla, coming from Tennessee.
Yeah, they were flapping all over.
Well, afterwards, and when you get the from people that have been in the locker room with him, oh, he's a good guy. I was like, oh, man, damn it. We missed on him. So he might be a good guy, but he's just not a good football player and a good teammate. That sums it up now.
Hold on. What's left? not a good football player and not a good teammate. What?
Well,
was he good at ping pong?
He might have been a good ping pong player. I don't know.
Like, yeah, what's left? Like, you have two jobs at that point. One job
know.
Is the phrase.
They missed on that one. So, again, we got on Ryan Poles, right, for some of the scouting he did before. We got to give him credit now, and he's done a heck of a job of building his team.
The Bears have beaten the Packers in the year 2025.
They were really close to beating him twice, guys.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for that Chris, what was his last name? The guy that, it was Chris with a K. Who's the guy that blocked the kick against the Bears in that game? What was it?
I forgot.
Chris somebody or other. Anyway.
Chris Packer.
Chris, yeah, that's
Chris
it.
Packers.
That's it.
Does he have a number? We can just give him a number.
Chris Packer.
We don't know their names, we just give him a number.
I know I wrote that down somewhere. There it is.
But here's the deal, guys.
Carl
this
Brooks.
Two in a row in.
Carl Brooks. Yeah, Carl Brooks.
Carl Brooks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Carl this could be two in a row in Green Bay.
Yeah.
That part of it, too.
I love it.
I think, and I hadn't brought this up to Mark, but I was planning on it. Just for everybody who said, oh, you know, the Bears could have lost that game in Green Bay last year and gotten a better draft pick. As a former player, what does it mean to the team to have that win at the end of the season, even though to everybody watching it might not be as consequential?
I think after the 10 losses in a row, that was the most important thing. Overall, they don't carry over, and I understand getting a draft pick, but I think Colson Loveland, we figured out he's pretty good. You're talking about a mismatch physically wise, and what he's done so far in the last couple of weeks of getting some big first downs and touchdowns and things like that. But no, it doesn't carry over, but it means – sorry, my dog's underneath my legs here, barking.
Oh, what kind of a pup do you have, real quick? What kind of pup?
Oh, it's a killer dog. It's a Cavachon, a good 20-pound little – it's very protective of me.
Aw.
But no, it doesn't carry over. It doesn't. And I get the draft pick and all that stuff. But I think just for the end-of-the-year win to make them feel better, it does. It definitely does that. It does that, yeah.
What's your first blush, though, looking at this Packers team, which does have obviously a
can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
You got to run the ball. I mean, you look at Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary. I mean, you're just going to have to run the ball. You're going to have to limit them and to third, you know, no third and longs, please. I just think they're too dynamic, too good up front with the guys. But if they can continue running the ball, which I think is their strength, they have a chance. They definitely have a chance.
Yeah, Micah Parsons, 12 sacks, 4.5 in the last two games. And yeah, Rashawn Gary, you don't hear about him as much anymore, but 7.5 sacks, Layla. That's pretty good.
How do you think Ozzie Trapillo's week is going?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What do you think about him just so far in the two games he's had at left side?
He's done well. There's a lot of room for improvement. Seems a little stiff to me for the left tackle position, but he's figuring it out. Throws his hands well, gets him inside pretty good. I was surprised. I thought they'd give him more help last week. Mm. They gave him some help, but he did decent when he was one-on-one. Obviously missed the one, and also Jonah Jackson gave up pressure to Jalen Carter on that one sack. But I thought for being a second time, you know, starting out there, he did a nice job. And I think he does have room for improvement. And he's got a heck of a coach helping him. So we'll see what happens. And I think he's earned the right to keep that left tackle spot.
Patrick, thank you as always. We look forward to hearing more from you, of course, throughout the week. Your thoughts on the Bears on social and wherever else. And then, of course, as part of our postgame and pregame coverage. In fact, before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in Sunday from noon until 3:25 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Patrick, Olin Krutz, and Mully get you set for the game. And then immediately after the game, they will have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Patrick, thanks as always.
All right, have a great day. Can't wait till Sunday.
Thanks, Patrick.
Same.
And Patrick's segment was brought to you by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we're at our best. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, it's time to bring back a fun game, especially this week. Is this petty?
Ooh, this is your favorite game.
It's one of my favorite
games. It's a great game. It is your favorite, though.
It's one of my, yeah. It's, yeah.
Is it close? Maybe it's give us there. Our power. You can give us our power rankings.
The power rankings of favorite games.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's coming up next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.